because they didn't have any resource, you know, to start a church, you are alone and your family, it is not easier. But through God's grace, we have been working together with my wife and my family. And right now, from one church, we have planted 150 churches all over Tanzania. So apart from that, now we are moving to neighboring countries. We have churches in Mozambique, more than 10 churches in Mozambique. In Zambia, we have more than 30 churches right now. And in Burundi, we have 7 churches. Rwanda, more than 10 churches. Uganda, more than 50 churches. Kenya, we have about 10 churches. We are not satisfied. We are still moving. And together with the shofar, we can do more. I was watching the rugby team, how they work together cooperatively. It is very interesting. How they defend, how they attack, they work together. So as the body of Christ, we need to work together. There is no superman who can work alone. I can say, this is the time for Africa. The last revival gonna come from the continent of Africa. Europe now is waiting for us. Asia, they are waiting for us. You know, Africans, they can go anywhere in the world today. But Americans, they are reluctant, not easier to go to Iran and some other places. But for us, we can go anywhere. We can go as an engineer. We can go as an expatriate. We can penetrate in various countries in the world. We need now to leave the comfort zone. Yet, you know, when we say mission, we can teach, we can talk about mission, but when we go into the practical, it's not easy. Not easy. It's hard working. You need to be devoted yourself, to deny yourself, to leave the comfort zone, and to reach those who never even heard the single word, Jesus. Let me tell you, I was driving from Dar es Salaam to the jungles. It was about 600 kilometers. So when I was driving, it reached a time I was really tired and was really very thirsty. I need something to drink and I didn't have anything in my car. Finally, I reached in a certain village. So I said to myself, let me look for something maybe I can grab and drink it. So I went into a small hut. I said, do you have anything you are selling? I can buy water. She said, yes, we have Coca-Cola. Can you imagine in the jungle, they have Coca-Cola? It means that the Coca-Cola company has spread the product even into the jungles. And it is just 7 years since the product of Coca-Cola produced. But Christianity is more than how many years? 2,000 years. But some of the people never even heard the name Jesus. This is shame. I was doing the research in my country. I compiled a book called The Remaining Task of Mission in Tanzania. It's the first book. I did the research for 3 years, actually to identify places where there is no church at all. So when I was doing the research, I went in 1,000 parts of Tanzania. I was just talking with the people. I was sharing about Jesus. So one old man told me, "It looks like Jesus is a good man." I said, "Yes, Jesus is a good man." He said, "Why don't you go and tell Jesus to come here and we can elect him to be a chairman of this village?" Can you imagine? He thought Jesus maybe he can see him physically. I said, "Yes, I can introduce Jesus in this village and he can be a chairman." But some of the people, they never heard about Jesus. We need to take the gospel to the entire world. And Jesus, the Bible says, Jesus is coming soon. And we are going to contribute to do something. We like to be in a comfort zone. Think about it. You know, when Jesus was feeding those 5,000 people, they were together with Matthew, John, Peter, and others. And he was distributing fish and bread. Think about it. If Jesus was just distributing the first three rows, first, second, and third. Okay, Peter, bring some more bread and fish. He started again, the first row, the second row, and the third row. Okay, bring some more bread, Peter, John. Okay, then he starts the first row, the second row, and the third row. Peter, bring some more bread. He starts again. The first row, the second row, the third row. What would be the reaction for those who are sitting at the back? "You are not fair, Jesus. What are you doing? We are hungry. At the back, you do not reach there. You are just distributing the first rows. Why didn't you come to the last rows? We need food." That is the cry. People are crying in the jungles. We are always in the front rows. Every day we can receive teaching. We are taught. Sometimes we go to the seminars, conferences. We are nourished. But people are dying every day. Many people are dying even hearing the name Jesus Christ. They never heard. And they don't know who is Jesus. And always we are in a comfort zone. Sometimes not easy to leave our comfort zone. The Bible said, "And this gospel shall be preached all over the world, then the king shall come." Who's gonna preach the gospel? It's you and me. We are responsible. That's why we need to work together. There is no Superman who can accomplish the task alone. Amen? Would you mind just to give the... yeah. The clip of the video. So I just want to show you what the Muslims are doing in the world today.
Kill all the Jews.
So listen carefully.
Crush the democracies, destroy Western civilization.
They wish to strike down the West.
They want to defeat the West. They want to defeat Christianity. They want to defeat Judaism. They want to spread Islam in their own way.
It's very clear. We've heard it so many times from many Muslim leaders that they want to Islamize the world.
ایام انقلاب ایام جهانی است در جغرافیا و زمان محدود نمی شود تردید نکنید که ان شاء الله اسلام همه جهار فتح کرد همه قله های جهان رو فتح خواهد کرد.
قد حكمنا الدنيا وسيأتي يوم والله نحكم فيه كل الدنيا. سيأتي يوم نحكم فيه أمريكا. سيأتي يوم نحكم فيه بريطانيا ونحكم فيه كل العالم.
Radical Islamic groups want to see the world unified under Islam.
It's only a matter of time until we rule Earth, until we control Earth.
One day, this very flag will fly over the Parliament in London. We will see this flag that will fly over the White House. And we will see the Black House, the Kaaba, will take over the whole world.
Islam to the world.
You will take over USA. You will take over UK. You will take over Europe. You will defeat them all. You will get victory. You will take over Egypt. We trust in Allah.
Indeed, that is me who sent this messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the deen of Haq, with Islam, to dominate all of our other religions, to dominate the United States, to dominate the world, even though the non-Muslims may hate it.
At the end of the day, Islam must control Earth, whether we like it or not. It's a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a promise from Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Can you see the threat? In Tanzania, we have about 35% are Muslims. And they are supported from Arab countries. In Zanzibar, we have 99% are Muslims. You know, the annual growth rate per year for Muslims, they are coming up. You know, let me give a little statistics. The trade gross percentage per year. Christianity is 1.35 right now. 35. Muslims, the growth rate is 1.82. Hindus is 1.46 trade per year. Chinese folk religious, 1.25. So they are coming up. So if we are not going to reach our generation, Muslims, they are reaching the world today. In Tanzania, they have several ways they use. One they use as a business. If you join them, they can help you financially to do business. So many young people, they are drawn because they are not capable financially. And the young people, they are encouraged to marry Christians. And they do it. They marry Christian ladies and so on. They marry it. Right now in Europe, back years, very few church mosques in Europe, but right now they have already penetrated Europe. There is a mosque in Europe. They are trying as they can. Biologically, they are allowed to get married up to 4 wives. So biologically, they are increasing rapidly. So we need to work very, very hard. We don't have a time to play or waste around. We really, when we say mission, we really need to do mission. In Zanzibar, last year they pulled down three churches, our churches, Christian Mission Fellowship. And if you go and complain to the government will do nothing. Because the government is a Muslim government. So they will just trick you around and they will do nothing. We are working very hard to make sure we reach this generation. If we are not going to reach this generation, the Muslims, they are going to reach it. They are going to conquer it. I think you heard about Gaddafi. Gaddafi was a big influence in Africa. I can say this is the stick from God. He was a really have influence in several countries in Africa. And he was really penetrating. He was helping some governments and so influencing Islam, even in Malawi, even Tanzania, my country as well. I have seen so many mosques built by Gaddafi. So he was moving slowly, but they are serious doing it. So that's why I say we need to work together as a team. There is no one superman who can do the work alone. We need one another. Whether you agree or not, we need to work together as a rugby team. Amen? The rugby team works together until they get a victory. And a good, lucky enough, you have a very good rugby team. So that's the work we need to do, actually. This is the, I can say, is a really opportunity. You know, the lifespan of a man is about, the Bible says it's about 8 years. That's the lifespan. If you go beyond, it is the grace of God. So we need to work hard. This time, it is our time. You cannot say you don't have a resource. When the Bible says, where there is a vision, God provides. Amen? Sometimes we are worried about the future. What is going to happen? We don't need to be worried. The future. I left my job, engineering. I responded to God's call. I said, yes, God. Yes, God. It's not easy. Sometimes when you think about the future, what are you going to do? Yeah, you are worried about it. Even sometimes to support for a mission, you say you are losing. You are not losing. You are investing in God's kingdom. Let us invest in God's kingdom. This opportunity comes once. It will come when time will be old. You cannot travel. Right now, I'm turning 53. You know? I'm going down now. But it's, some of you, it's your opportunity. When I was young, I was going all over Tanzania doing crusades. Even now I can do training and so on. But not like I was young. But this is our time. It's African time. Let me tell you. Prepare the slides. You can prepare my slides. I will go quickly. Thank you. Let me tell you. In the mind of God, Africa is a unique. Why I say Africa is a unique? You remember when Jesus was going to be crucified? He was beaten and bruised. He was tired. You know, a man from Ethiopia, he was the one helped Jesus to carry the cross. So many people in the world during those days, but no white man. No, who helped Jesus? A man from Ethiopia. Help Jesus to carry the cross up to Golgotha. He still remember. So Africa, we contributed. Amen? Yes. Not only that. When Jesus was born, he didn't run to Europe. He didn't run to Russia or Nepal. He ran to Egypt. He was preserved in the continent of Africa. Can you imagine? During the famine, the whole world was starving. Do you remember the time of Joseph? Joseph was in Egypt. So we fed the whole world. Can you imagine? Fantastic. So Africa is not a poor continent. It's a rich continent. We have everything. And these resources, we are going to use to advance the kingdom of God here in this world. I can say Africa is the richest continent in Africa. We have gas, we have oil, we have everything. In Tanzania, we have a Tanzanite, the precious gemstone only found in Tanzania. Can you imagine? It's the rich continent, but some of the government are corrupt. That's why we need to pray. God can intervene. God can do something for our governments. This is the time we can take the gospel all over the world. There is a cry in the jungles, mountains. There's some people who never heard the gospel even once. It's my responsibility. It's your responsibility to take the gospel. This is your right time. It will come with time. You will be old. You cannot move. You cannot go. You cannot travel. But this is the golden time. This is your opportunity. You can contribute towards God's kingdom. What gonna your community remember? What you've done for your community, for your people? What you've done? What the world gonna remember you? What contribution to the church have you done? You know, sometimes people, they're just expecting to receive from the church. No. You need to contribute to your church. Not just to receive. Other people just expect to receive from the church. But we need to contribute. This is our time. This is our hour. We need to reach the world. Last week I was in Japan. I was just doing a research. And you know, I'm a mission-minded man. I like mission. It just comes automatically. I like it. So I was in Japan, I was doing a research. I realized Japanese are very quiet people. I didn't know. I was traveling with them from airport to the city center, Tokyo. It's about Narita to the city center. It's about 100 kilometers. They are quiet. No one can talk. I wonder how they don't talk. Quiet. Until I reach Tokyo. I said, dear, why these people are very quiet? Even wife and husband, they do not talk. They're just quiet. I was amazed. So when I went to the city center, I realized they are very hard-working people. They don't have a time like Tanzanian. You can see they're just people, youth, they're just standing here around the roads and discussing, you know, and laughing. And I said, man, you cannot see people just here walking around aimlessly. No. They are really hard working. They are building Japan. But one thing, they don't have a peace in their mind. And Sunday I was looking for a church to go. I didn't find a church. Very few churches in Japan. Maybe they are Hinduism, I realize. Others are religious, but they don't go to the church. I ask, you don't go to the church? I said, one man told me, normally I'm on Sunday, it's a day of resting. I just stay here. I don't go to the church. Why? He said, why I go to the church? I don't do any sin. I'm a good man. Why can I go to the church? The church is good to Africa. People who rob, who can do sins and other things. I said, no, you need Jesus. But Japan is a leading country in the world. People are doing suicide. is the leading one. Why? They are lonely. They are empty in their heart. But we can reach Japan. We have the skills. Some of you, you are good professionals. You can go there as an expatriate. We can reach it. I realize there is an open door. We can do something. Let us work together. This is our time. This is the time for Africa. I'm saying again, the last revival, I believe, gonna come from the continent of Africa. We need to be ready. That's why we are mobilizing resources. And this is the opportunity for you and me to work hard as we can. This is an opportunity to collect resources together, to do as we can, raise resources. We have a big continent of Africa. We have so many investors now from South Africa coming to Tanzania. It can be your opportunity. We need money. Amen? You know, the gospel is free, but the process of taking the gospel is not free, my brother. It's costly. We need money. We need people who are blessed financially. They can support the gospel. It is possible we can reach the world. I'm telling you it is possible. If we can work together, you can pray. First option. Are you ready? Okay. You can pray. You can pray. Second, you can support. If you are not able to go, maybe the team is coming to Tanzania. You are not able to go. You can support financially. And the third option, you can come. The door is open to Tanzania. I can take you to Maasai land. And we can work together. Amen? This is the right time. Don't worry about the security. Maasai people are lovely people. Very lovely. The Morani are lovely people. So you need to leave your comfort zone. This is the time to take the gospel to the entire world. It is your responsibility. Not me alone. It's all of us. We need to join the hands together and move forward. Okay, let me give you a summary report about Tanzania and what we are doing. Okay, quickly, you can move. Go. This is Tanzania. We are about 42 million, but that's nothing to South Africans. How many are you? How many of you?
Almost 50 million.
50 million. Oh! Hey, good number. 50 million. We are 42 million. The land area, the density, as you see it. But we have about 120 ethnic groups in Tanzania. But we are connected, all of us, we are connected by the language we call Swahili. I called you Jambo, you said Shijambo. That's Swahili. All of us, we can speak Swahili. So that makes easier. That makes easier for us to evangelize, because everybody speaks Swahili. So here you have Zulu, you have Chechewa, you have African, you have about 86 languages, national languages. 11! Ah, my dear! We have one. Swahili. Everybody speaks Swahili. English is just a business language. You can speak or not. It doesn't matter to us. But Swahili, everybody speaks. Okay, carry on. Quickly. Yeah, you can see the age structure is 0 to 14 is 43.7%. And 15 to 64 years is 53. And we are really targeting 0 to 14 and 15 to 64. But 0 to 14 is a crucial. You know, if we are not going to reach our children, the world is going to reach it. Even your children right now, if you are not going to reach your children, the world is going to reach it. Whether you like it or not, today, you know, the world is like a village. They go through the internet and learn some bad things and good things. So we need to teach our children right now. So we are targeting. Right now we have a team at our church. We are reaching the students and around us. And I'm mobilizing other pastors and other leaders. We are working together to reach our nations, our nation. So we are working very hard. Also, you have an opportunity to reach the neighboring schools. I don't know the policy here. In some countries like UK, you are not allowed to witness. You are not allowed to witness or to tell somebody about good news of Jesus Christ. But I don't know if this rule is applying here. I don't know. But in Tanzania, we are free. We can witness, we can go to the school, we can do public meeting and so on. It's still, the door is open. But it can come a time the door will be closed. Who knows? So once the door is still open, we need to utilize that opportunity. You know, government changes, my dear brothers and sisters. Anytime the government can change. Who knows about Egypt? That will happen like that. Who knows about Libya? Syria is struggling. So government changes. So let us utilize the opportunity we have right now. Even my pastors, I travel a lot in my country, training the pastors, interdenomination training. I tell them, let us work hard. Let us work hard. You know, government can change anytime. But this time we have an opportunity. Let us utilize. Let us work hard. Let us mobilize our members for mission. Mission is a heartbeat of God. When you speak about mission, that's the heartbeat of God. When you speak about mission. You know, when a soul is saved, there is a rejoice in heaven. Let me tell you. You can drive a good car. There is no rejoicing in heaven. You can have a good house. There is no rejoicing in heaven. But once you take what is the money you call? Rand. You just give 1,000 rand, and 1,000 rand causes someone to receive Jesus Christ to be his personal savior. There is a joy in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let us invest in God's kingdom. Let us be our priority. I said in my heart, I said, God, I'll do as I can. I'm available. Use me as you can to contribute towards the gospel, toward the kingdom of God. I'm available. As long as I still have energy, I'll preach. I'll go in different places in our country. When I'm saying sometimes it's very difficult to go to Maasai land, but the team which came to Dar es Salaam, I didn't take them to Maasai land. But I promise next time when they come, I'm planning them to take to Maasai land. So in Maasai land, you know, sometimes even the water, they fetch long distance, very long distance, clean water. They are struggling. And we, as a church, we don't go with the gospel alone. We go with the gospel and the physical need as well. We help digging the water. You cannot just tell God loves you and you see your brother is just struggling. You need to help him. And you tell God loves him and he is struggling and you are doing nothing. You cannot show the love. Okay. Quickly. I have very few minutes now. Okay. The national, I told you I did a research in 2000. I recruited about 300 researchers for entire nations. And this was one of the findings. At that time, 2004, we have 21,039 churches all over the entire nation. And our goal was to plant, 2010 was to plant 55,422 churches. But we didn't reach the goal. The goal is still big. So that's why I'm saying, come to Tanzania. Let us work together. Lift up your eyes. The harvests are ready to be harvested. Tanzania is a ripe country. Politically, we are stable. We are stable. It's a good country. And it's a good opportunity for you to come and invest. So, as I said, Kiswahili is utilized 96%. So, my plan was a church for every 1,000 people in urban, and 500 people in urban and rural areas respectively. So at least a church in 1,000 people. But we are still struggling. So I'm doing training for pastors, mobilizing to send the teams to rural areas. Okay? The church we started in 1995. You just go. Go on. I started a single church in that was one church, but let us see the church growth in 2002 and 2010. The church has grown from 10 churches to 150 churches. That is an increase of 8 new churches, average of 11.1 new churches every year. We have 7 churches in Wasi people, 20 churches in Maasai people, 5 in Zanzibar Island, which is 99th Muslim. The rest are in other regions. Okay? That's the region. Region. Carry on. Oh, okay, carry on. That's not very important. Tanga, Zanzibar. That's the areas which we have covered so far, but we still have some areas which is not yet covered, and we are working very hard to make sure we cover all region in Tanzania. Okay, this is a Maasai. As you see, they are lovely people. And we are working very hard to reach them. They are very lovely. So sometimes they play dancing, as you see. They dance and so on, but they are very lovely people. Go on. Okay. We have also water project, as you see. As I said, we are not going just spiritually. We are going also to help physically. So sometimes we do borehole. A single borehole can cost $8,000 to do a borehole. So when there is a real need, we help them. Because sometimes they can walk up to 50 kilometers looking for water. Yeah, and they carry on the head and at the back. It's not easy. Here, all the time you have water. All the time. How joy it is. You can see that the trucks doing the borehole in a rural areas. That's what we do. So sometimes when we identify the need, we go them and help them. And once you do that, you are really acceptable in that village. So they can be friendly to you, and they will be open to receive when you introduce Jesus to their life. So Jesus can help you in various ways. Also, in order we can reach the entire nation, we have our Bible school. But before that, we are just having at our church premises. So right now we are planning to build our Bible school in order we can train our church planters. Actually, the duration is about 8 months. Then we dispatch them to go to their fields, but they can come again for further training. So that's how it helps us to reach that number, more than 150 churches all over Tanzania. That's not more. But we are trying that way. Our Bible school is not complete. We are building, but it's not complete. But we are trying our level best. In 2-3 years, in God's help, we can make it. So we are going to do more than we are doing right now. You skipped. You skipped some of the slides. Is it shortening my preaching, maybe? Okay. He skipped. Also, we have a wheelchair project. If you can see there is a wheelchair project. Okay, maybe. Okay, we have a wheelchair. We have wheelchair project that helps a lot, especially to penetrate Zanzibar. Zanzibar was very difficult, but we have distributed about 3,000 wheelchairs for disabled people in Zanzibar. So I have a good relationship with the government of Zanzibar. I can go to their office, we can discuss things through the wheelchair project. And we are working very hard to help them. Not only Zanzibar, even mainland Tanzania, we are trying as we can. Also, we have Operation Christmas Child in Tanzania for children. So that also helps to reach children, students in schools. So our church is one of the organizing committee in Tanzania for shoeboxes. We receive shoeboxes from USA, from Holland. We can receive maybe 10 containers full of shoeboxes. You know, during the Christmas child, the children are given a box. So they fill pen, pencil, ball, some gift clothes, they fill it in a box. So it's they send to other nations in the world. So we are one of the organization we are receiving. We are about 10 churches in the denomination in Dar es Salaam working together. So that helps us to reach the children in various categories. So we are trying as we can to reach in various ways, not just only preaching, but also we are identifying the needs of people. Then it makes us easier to penetrate. So I just want to wind up with the scripture from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 60. The Bible says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See the darkness cover the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nation will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your dawn. So God is going to use this church. He's going to use your ministry to bring light to the people. People are bound. People are living in darkness. We have the solution. So people will come to you. So you have known the truth, and you know the reality. You are the person who is going to bring the light to the world. People are struggling. People, they have different kinds of needs. They need Jesus. I have seen many people responded to the gospel. We need just to do our responsibility. And we need to be ready. You know, the gospel is costing a lot, costing the time, costing the money, costing everything we have, resources we have. We need to use our resources we have. So it's not just saying, okay, giving a good sermon, but the gospel is really costing. And we need to be involved. We cannot escape it. It's my prayer that some of you will be missionaries to Japan. Why not? If we can send missionaries, why not you? You have a plenty of resources than us. Eh? You can be a missionary. I went to Dubai. We have a missionary from Tanzania in Dubai. I didn't know. But when I went there, he has a very good church in Dubai. You can't believe it. Very good church in Dubai. Very big church. So you can be a missionary in other countries. Don't stick in South Africa. Just in South Africa. Lift up your eyes. You can go to Libya. This is the time for Libya. Why not? They need help. You can go as a nurse. Yeah, as an engineer. You can go there. Work in Libya. At the same time, you are a missionary. You can plant churches, underground churches. It is possible. Why not? It is possible. You can go to Iraq. But if they hang you, don't mind. You'll be in heaven. Praise God. If they hang you, you'll be in heaven. Don't worry. You'll be with Jesus. That will be a promotion. Thank you so much. I really enjoy to be with you. And it's really exciting. And it's good to be with you. It's my prayer. If you can come to Dar es Salaam, we can work together. I'm inviting you. Take time and pray. And I know God is calling you for missionary work. As I said, missionary work is a heartbeat of God. May God bless you so much. Thank you, Pastor.
Can I... just stand still for 1 second for me, please. Can I please get the mission team up here? Who's here except for Ewald? Please come quickly. We just want to pray and bless Bishop Mgulu. But I want you guys to pray for him as his special friends. And Pastor, don't you agree? They've taken their first step to being missionaries, this team. Eh? They must be, you must be very fond of them. So I'm just going to ask... Not this one. let's just pray together. Let's just pray in the Spirit as we just allow this team just to bless Bishop Ngulu for his obedience. And he's really, really inspires us with his big, big vision. And it's not just a vision. It's a vision that went over into work. And we're so inspired. Let's just bless him.
Father, we just thank you, Lord, for for having this man as an inspiration, Father, as hearing your heart, Lord, of how you crying out for us to go to Africa. Father, we just want to pray immense blessing, Lord, over this bishop, Father. We want to pray, Lord, for wisdom and strategy, Lord, to reach the whole of Eastern Africa, Father, and I want to pray, Lord, for an open heart, Lord, and to enjoy this week, Lord, and to learn in this conference, Father. We really want to pray, Lord, for his ministry in Tanzania, Father. We pray for expansion, Father. We pray, Lord, that you give them resources, Lord, in time and money, Father, to further his ministry and to further your kingdom, Lord. We just ask for his blessing in Jesus' name, Lord.
Yes, Father, we thank you for his faithfulness and his obedience, God. And we pray that you'll anoint his feet to go where you send them, Father. We thank you that you're filling this church's storehouse, Father, and you're opening the floodgates of heaven. And we thank you, Father, for every prophecy prayed over this church, Father, that it will come to fulfillment. And, Father, we pray for mission teams to go to Tanzania. And we thank you for your favor upon this congregation and upon his family. And over his wife and his three sons and his daughters, that you'll protect them in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father God, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for the bishop, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for his faithfulness, Father. I thank you, Lord, that, Father, he can say, Lord, that in this land that you've given to him, Father God, he has taken hold of it, and Lord, and just gone for that which you've laid before him, Father. And I just thank you, Lord God, for that so much more that you want to give, Father. I just thank you, Lord, for the vision and the dreams that you put in his heart, Father God, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that these things will come to reality. He will see it in his lifetime, Father God. He will see it happen, Father God, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for a multiplication, Lord, of that which you have started, Father God, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for this mighty man of God, Lord. And thank you for this teacher that he is, Father God, and just this visionary, Father God. Thank you for this message that he gave us today, Father God. Thank you, that he learned so much, Father. And I just pray for his family, Father God, and that the time he sacrifices away from them, Father God. I just thank you for the sacrificial, humble man that he is, Lord God. And I pray that you will bless his family, Father God, for what they give up, Father God. And I just pray for the church in Tanzania, for all 150 churches, Father God, to each go and plant 10 other churches, Father God. And just I just pray for multiplication, Father God, and for his hands and his feet and his time, Father God, to just multiply, Father God. And I pray for the people of Tanzania to stand up, Father God, and the people of South Africa, Father God. And we just bless him, Father God, and just bless his time that he's spending in South Africa, Father God. And we thank you so much, Father God, that you sent him here. And we're so privileged, Father God, to have this mighty man of God here with us, Lord God. And we just bless him, Father.
Father, we thank you that just for all that we can learn from him as well, and just through the time that they'll spend here with us in the conference, that for everyone that will learn so much from what you've put in his heart, Lord, and through his life, and what you've just through his obedience, Father God. And I pray for just that he may also just establish great relationships with the people here, and even the pastors here, and just that, take good relationships back with him to Tanzania. Jesus.